Hello and welcome to episode 4 of Ponderings in Pyjamas. I am Amy.
I'm Emily.
I'm not wearing pyjamas.
Again.
But I must say, we recorded this one previously and it sounded really bad. And I was wearing pyjamas then.
She was so wearing
I'm
pyjamas
carrying
then.
That over to this time.
Amy was unwell. And I clearly had lost all sense of what sounds like because we did it and it just did not sound good.
It sounded bad, yeah. I couldn't hear anything though, so it wasn't my fault.
So what we're going to be doing today is what we did before, which is I'm going to quiz Amy on Marvel.
Yay!
Which
in honour of
Captain Marvel, yay! Which I'm going to see tonight, actually,
in
at the midnight
of hours.
Show. You know, very excited.
This will probably, people will be listening to this after the fact.
They will, after I'd already seen it, so, you know.
In the future.
Yeah. We're just going to do a really quick rundown of how...
Well, Amy did.
Yeah, because Amy did do really, really well. I don't know whether I
did.
No, it will never be heard. I don't know if I just made them too easy.
I think you underestimated how much. Oh, I need to mention again... This is a difficult quiz for Amy because, I'm talking about myself in third person, who knows why I'm doing that, because I have an awful, awful movie memory.
Really good normal memory.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know,
movie memory,
terrible.
And I was thinking about this after we did the last quiz, and I was like, what is the Marvel film that I like the most? Mm-hmm. And I think it's just the first Avengers. And I've seen that a good amount of times, like 4 times maybe, which is quite a lot of times for a movie. But I would struggle to tell you what happens in it. Like, how is that a thing? I know snippets, but I could not give you an overarching idea of what that film's about.
My general life memory is actually really bad, but I can tell you pretty much every storyline that happened in Brookside.
Yeah, so we've got, like, complete opposites. But I'm
if
good
it's
at the
media,
life
yes. No, if it's media, I can tell you. So... Last time it was out of, or Amy could have got 21, and she got 12 again, which is actually really good.
Bad,
it sounds bad, it was really good. Some of the ones that picked out, how many Infinity Stones.
Oh, that really tripped me up.
That one tripped you up, to be fair, yeah. Oh no, that didn't, you got the answer to that, but you
oh,
didn't
no, yeah,
you
I
can
knew,
name
I
them
I knew
all.
How many, yeah. But...
Yeah, I heard... The Hearthstone, the Iron Stone,
the Happiness Stone.
Yeah, no.
Oh,
there were things like which side was Hawkeye on in Civil War? You got that wrong. I'm just listing the ones you got wrong.
Now. I could have got that right.
But... yeah, but yeah. So there were you know a few that
tripped you up.
But actually, again, I do think you did really really well.
Thanks.
So this one is going to be harder.
Yeah. So I will do worse,
probably. I don't have much faith, do I?
I should have been revising for this. I knew this was going to happen this time.
You knew
so,
we were going to do it
yeah.
today. So Amy can get a total of 22.
Mm-hmm.
So there are going to be like a lot of, you know, names so-and-so, because let's face it, like one character can have like 3 different names.
Oh, God.
Okay. So number one, what is Star-Lord's real name? And you have seen two movies with him in. So.
I have. One of them I hated.
Yeah, I don't get it.
I don't even know who the actor is. It's Chris. One of the Chris's, but I couldn't even tell
well,
you which
one. Thankfully, that isn't the question.
Okay.
It's Star-Lord. Chris Pratt.
He's probably my least favourite character, if we're...
Out of the Chris's, or just
no,
in general.
Out of everyone. Such an idiot, you know.
Yeah,
it's that last movie that got me.
Yeah.
He fucked everything.
Which, what's the last movie called?
Oh, I don't know.
Goodness sake.
Avengers Thanos. Thanos comes to town.
Thanos comes for Christmas.
Right. Star-Lord. Okay, he seems like a Sebastian. Sebastian Roberts. That's what I'm going for.
Completely wrong.
Something just jumped into my head, but I don't know why. It's something like Aurelius.
That's even further.
Does he have a fancy name like that?
No.
Okay, then I don't know.
His name is Peter Quill.
Oh yeah, I have heard that.
I've heard that before, that's good. Good to know.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, good start, God's sake.
Okay, so Bucky,
yes.
aka the Winter Soldier,
yes.
has a metal arm.
Mm-hmm.
Which arm is metal?
Ooh. One of the questions on the last quiz was what eye patch, missing of that guy.
Nick Fury. One of Nick Fury's eyes were missing?
And I got that one wrong.
You did.
So, which one? No, I think it's his right arm. Is it not? I was picturing him again.
No, again.
Again, I could have used the logic there. Who's going to want to lose their right arm? Because everyone hates left-handers. I know.
Because if you're looking at him, it's right, obviously.
I'm picturing it as his right arm.
And it's and that's Sebastian Stan who plays him, which I think is funny.
Maybe the name got...
But you knew it was coming. Okay, we're not doing great.
Okay.
And again, my threat from the last one stands that if you don't get at least half...
Oh, no.
We can no longer be friends.
This is risky.
Don't really know who would drive me around. But, you know. Okay. In what film did Thanos first appear?
Oh, I know. I know he was at the end. He was in the credits, correct? Yeah. What film was that? Oh, no, I know this one. Because I remember. See, I remember the situation I was in. I remember we watched the end credits and this big guy came out and I was like, oh, who's here? And you said, he's the big bad.
Yeah, I did say that. And I was like...
So I can remember that, but I didn't know what we were seeing.
He majorly scared me on his stupid floating throne. I have a question about the floating throne.
Okay.
Because...
I won't be able to answer it.
Me and Scott watched, I'm not saying, one of them the other day. So he's in space, he's sitting in his big chair, and it's floating. What would happen if he fell out of it?
Maybe the chair has its own gravitational pull, so it's impossible to fall out of it. He might just fall out and he'd get sucked back into it.
But how does he then get out of it when he needs the toilet or something?
Well, if he's just in his chair, though, surely it's like a commode situation.
Okay, bad example. What if he needs to go to the post office?
In space?
I don't know.
I don't think he needs to do anything. He's just floating around in space. I think all he needs is there, surely.
Well, I don't know, but I just don't... I don't know.
He's an alien. Does he even need to, like, do things that humans do?
I don't know.
How is he floating in space? Is he wearing an oxygen mask?
He isn't, no.
Well, then.
Yeah, I don't know.
That answers your question.
Well, if anyone has another answer to what would happen if Thanos fell out of his chair, please let me know, as it confuses me greatly. Anyway, what film did he first appear?
I haven't even thought about it. Okay. It's going to be Avengers... What are the names of them? Can I just say the number of it if I think it's an Avengers film?
Yeah.
Avengers number 2.
No, do you know what? I literally was like, oh my god, okay, so she's going to get it. Because you didn't know, because you maybe didn't know that the first Avengers was just called...
No!
Actually, it was Avengers Assemble, isn't it? I can't remember. Anyway, it's the first one.
See? That's my favourite one. I don't remember.
No, no, it's because I believe, Thanos is one of his... creepy little kids. It's not creepy. It's not a little kid. He's like an alien thing. Is helping Loki because they want the Tesseract.
Yes, I remember the Tesseract.
Oh, good. I'm glad. Okay. Why is Bucky called Bucky?
Because it's his name. That's the name his parents gave to him, I would assume. Clearly not. Bucky. Why is he called Bucky? He used to have buck teeth when he was a child. And then he had braces, but it's a nickname. Kids are mean, you know.
I don't think they had braces back then.
Well, they must have done. Those big, like, retainery things, probably. No, that's obviously not right, but I don't know what the right answer is. But I feel like I should know. Is this in the movie? They definitely talk about us. What movie?
What proof?
Which movie?
Definitely Civil War, at least.
God.
Winter Soldier, definitely. And, well, yeah, definitely both of them.
Okay.
So you have seen them.
They say to him, hey, Bucky, who is called Bucky because of this.
No.
They explain it in two separate films.
No. His real name is... I can't believe
I'm... Oh, I see. So it's like a diminutive form.
Damn it. Yeah, I gave that away. But okay.
Because he's called... I don't know what that could be short for. Bucky.
This is why she likes to ask me questions while I accidentally slip up.
Yeah. What is Bucky short for?
I don't think it's really short for anything, though. Buckington.
Lord Buckington. Okay, is he called Robert and somehow Bucky is a form of Robert?
No.
Okay.
So his real name is James Buchanan Barnes. Bucky Barnes.
Okay.
Yeah. Can I just say that you've got none so far?
This is bad. I'm doing really bad. I swear I did better before.
Okay. Who was the first Avenger? silence.
I feel... I think Captain America. Is that right?
Yes, that's yes. right. Yeah,
well, you know, they can't hear you nod.
I know. That's why I nodded instead of saying yes.
Oh, no, I was confident with
my bloody
answer.
Helping you. And that's the last time I help you. Okay, yes.
Okay.
It is perfect. Cap. That's why the first movie is called Captain America, The First Avenger.
I haven't seen that one.
I know you haven't.
I've seen the second one.
Okay. So you could get two.
Okay.
Yeah. Name two actors who play Hulk.
Mark Ruffalo mm-hmm. and... Oh, what's his name? Eric Banner.
Well done. Yeah. Yes, well done. Now, technically, because I don't care about this, Eric Banner's Hulk isn't in the same universe.
I can give you another one, then.
No, you don't have to,
Someone... Oh, no, maybe I can't. Yeah. No, I can picture him. What's his name? What's his name? What's
his tell name? You?
No, wait. Nolan. No.
No.
Cut that out. Who is it?
No.
Who am I thinking?
I'm going to say you've completely... Edward Norton.
That's it. Yeah.
Edward Norton and Mark Ruffalo are mm-hmm. the same Hulk.
Right.
But... I don't really care about that.
No,
so
did,
yeah, Eric Banner, yeah.
And I used to be really confused. I watched this like years and years ago at my friend's house, I think, from school. And,
good story.
Yeah, cool story. And I was really confused because the guy, obviously the Hulk is Bruce Banner and yes. the actor was Eric Banner. And I was like, oh my God, I can't understand
I thought you were going to say Bruce Banner. I did. I honestly did. But no.
It's because I love Eric Banner and I love Mark Ruffalo. That's why yeah. I know that.
Eric Banner is so Australian.
Yeah.
It's like weird how he is so Australian. Yeah, he can yeah. do such good accents.
I love him.
Yeah.
As Hector. That's like obviously, you know, Hector. The main. Yeah, and Troy.
So, in Black Panther, Eric, who tries to take over the throne of Wakanda, mm-hmm. yeah, what's his code name? You think it's ridiculous.
I don't know who Eric is.
He is a very main part of the plot. He literally... It's Michael B. Jordan.
Is he the one
him.
With the bumps yes. on it? The Bumpy Man. Bumpy okay. Man.
What is Bumpy Man's code name?
I think it's stupid.
You
I?
Think it's silly?
I think
yeah.
it's silly.
Well, it is a bit stupid.
His code name. Oh. Oh God, I don't know. I'm doing
You're
so
really
badly.
Not doing very well.
Can you give me a clue for this
one? I will give you the first half of it.
Okay.
Kill. I mean, I'm giving you half of it. So that's
kill. Bill. No. Oh, God. How many letters is the second part?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That's not going to help you.
It's not. No, I don't know what the answer is. Kill. I can't even think of a six-letter word now. Kill. Balloon. Kill Balloon. That would be a silly code name.
That fearsome. Rubber.
Man.
Okay. Are you giving up?
Yeah.
Killmonger.
Oh, yeah, that is a stupid name. Yeah. Can I get half a point there? Because I go,
I gave you half. So, no, you cannot get anything for that. Okay.
Killmonger, like he's a fishmonger.
That's what you said when I told you. Okay, you know the Rainbow Bridge in Thor?
Yes.
Yeah, what's it called?
I thought it was just the Rainbow Bridge.
It's not. They do refer to it as that.
Nothing's in my head.
nothing's in your head. That is
words
just...
keep jumping in and they're just not
That is
words.
Just your motto. There's nothing in my head.
No, I definitely know this one.
I don't think you do know.
I do know, I really do. And I like the Thor movies.
I know you do. Currently, we are on question 8 and Amy has a total of 3.
Awful. I don't know, but I definitely know this one, but I could not tell you what it is.
Okay.
This is pathetic.
Should I give you half of it again?
Give me just the first letter maybe for this one.
B. For Bravo.
I think I'm going to need half of it. B's not doing anything.
The second letter is I for Indigo.
No, it's not. It's not happening.
No.
Keep going.
Okay, I'm not giving you every letter. No. So, bye.
Oh, the bye frost.
Yes. Oh, my God. I gave you the first two letters.
I was going to say the bye way, then. I wasn't saying it like bye. I was saying it like bit in my head.
For goodness sake. Okay. I don't even know if I should give you a point for that. I'm going to because I'm kind and I kind of want to keep you as a friend. Okay. In Avengers Age of Ultron, there is a kids' song.
Yes, I know movie this one. I know this one. Pinocchio.
Yeah, well done.
No, I always say that wrong. Pinocchio.
You do.
Like it's an Italian.
No, I swear some people say Pinocchio, but they are wrong.
Pinocchio.
Pinocchio. You are correct. And just off, you know, do you know what song it is?
Yeah, I've Got No Strings.
Yeah.
Give me a point.
No. There was no extra point there.
To hold me down.
You're not going to get a point if you recite the whole song.
I can tell you that.
Make me frown. Make me frown. Okay, end of. To be fair, and I know you thought it was really stupid in the trailer, but actually it's quite creepy.
It is creepy. I don't think I thought that was stupid.
No, you did. You were laughing. You thought it was ridiculous, but you know. Okay, so, quote, who said it? A thing isn't beautiful because it lasts. I feel like I say lasts really funny.
Lasts. A thing isn't
which I really love that.
That's a good saying. I think that was... What's his name? Oh, is it a woman? Is that why you're laughing?
No, I'm just saying everything is... What is his name? That is the question. Name?
I think it's the guy who's not really a robot, but kind of a robot. Is he called Vision?
Yes!
Is well it done. Him? Yeah, yeah, I can imagine him saying
yeah, it. He says it to Ultron. And Ultron's like, you're very naive. You're really naive. He's like, well, to be fair, I was born yesterday. Ha ha ha. Okay, number 11. Who plays Vision?
Oh.
She's on a comeback, guys. She said.
Oh no, I'm thinking of the wrong blooming person because he's in Knight's Tale and now I'm thinking of the other guy that's in Knight's Tale. Alan. It's not him, is it?
It's not. No. Who's Alan? He's oh, Alan Tudyk. No, yeah, no.
I do know this one though.
You do. He's married to Jennifer Connelly.
That doesn't help.
Well, I don't know. I thought it might.
I do love Jennifer Connelly.
I know you do.
I can picture him.
Yeah, this I'm going to so help you annoying. Out this because I know you know. It yeah. starts with P, his first name.
Oh, God. Peter.
No.
No. Paul? Paul? Beth. Oh, what is it? Bethany Bellamy?
Yes, Bethany. Yeah. Yeah, I knew you knew that. I hate it.
Yeah, yeah, it's really annoying. I could draw a picture of him for you, like, it's that clear of it.
Yeah, I don't think you could, though. You could draw a picture which you think looks like him. Okay, so I'll take two, there's two answers that I'll accept okay. to this. Who made Captain America's shield?
Iron Man?
Is that your answer?
Tony Stark.
Okay. It was his dad.
His dad?
Howard Stark.
Didn't know that.
Yeah. So could I...
Oh, I thought
yeah.
you meant Captain America's dad. And I was like, that's nice, but how would that work?
No. No. So I would have accepted Howard Stark or Iron Man's dad.
Right. Yeah. No. Didn't go far enough.
No. What food do they eat at the end of the first Avengers?
I know this one as well. Wait, I keep saying this and then I don't know the answer, but I definitely
so
do.
You need to sort of stop saying it.
Oh, what is it? They go for... Ah, it's a funny word. It's a funny word. Is it a funny word? Yeah, it's kind of a funny word, isn't it?
It's kind of, you know, different language.
Yeah, it's like, funny. It's Japanese, I think.
Oh. I don't know. I'm going to Google it. I've never actually...
Oh, no. And you know what? I think it's something that they make on The Sims. Because...
I think like, it is,
yeah. This is how I know about it. So come on, think about The Sims.
What it's Middle make? Eastern.
Oh, Middle Eastern. I don't know. I know I'm getting loads of clues, but can I have the first letter again for this one? No! I can't take the pressure. Oh, no.
Okay, can it starts with an letter? S. Starts with an S.
Oh. It's, oh, no, I can't do it. What is it?
Shawarma.
Oh, my God, shawarma!
Yeah.
Shawarma. Oh, that makes me so angry. I knew that one.
Well, you didn't though, did you?
Stupid brain.
Okay. Maybe it was too. This was too hard. I don't think it is too hard though, to be honest.
No, because I know them. I'm just being stupid.
Oh.
Just can't remember.
You're just forgetful.
Yeah.
Okay. Name one of Thanos' daughters.
Okay. Again, I'm like, yes, I can picture them. Mm-hmm. What are their names? So just so I know I'm on the right line, we've got the robot-y woman.
Yep.
And the one with the bug ears.
No.
Oh, no. Okay, not her. Who else is his daughter then?
She's green.
Green. Oh, doesn't she have bug ears?
No, no. That. Yeah, to be fair, that's a...
that, like antenna?
No, it's Zoe Saldana.
Yeah.
No. Yes, you're thinking... No, you're thinking of the one that can touch and feel...
Oh,
like,
right.
Motions.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. But, yeah, no, okay, not that one. Not that one. I was kind of mixing them. No. She was green in my head.
Well, she wears green.
Okay.
She wears a lot of green. but and why
her
can't
her name's
I...
Mantis, I think.
That is, yeah.
Well, wow, we'll get the point.
Yeah, Mantis, no, you won't, because she's not one of Thanos' daughters.
Okay, let's get back to the question.
Yeah.
I think the robot one is called Nebula.
Well done. Yes. Gamora is the other one.
Gamora, that's
no.
It.
Gamora. Oh, okay. Not Glamora. Gamora.
Gonorrhea, right.
Of course. Okay. Who is Peter Parker?
Oh, I almost got ahead of myself. No, I think it's right. Spider-Man.
Yes, yeah. Well done.
I was going to be straight in with that one, but then I thought, oh, is it Superman? Clark Kent. Give me a point.
Okay, that's DC Comics. That's not Marvel. So no. Okay. So all of the films, the MCU films, are split into phases. So there's a chunk of films, okay, which is phase whatever. How many phases are there?
I didn't know that there were phases. Well, I'm going to say three.
It's four.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, so I think Endgame, Avengers Endgame, will be the end of phase four. And then they start like a new phase.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway. What does MCU stand for?
Marvel Comic. Oh, no. Damn. Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Yes, well done. Oh,
save that one.
Yeah, because my face. I do not have a good poker face. Try playing Old Maid with me. I'm so bad. I'm like...
Well, you're going to pick the guy.
Yeah. Or when I pick it and I'm looking at it, oh, clearly Emily's got the card because she's giggling away. I'm like, no, I'm not. Okay. How many kids does Hawkeye have at this point in time?
I think it's two or three. So I'm going to say three.
Yeah, well done.
Yeah.
They have the third one in Age of Ultron.
Right.
Name the girl that Steve Rogers pines after, which I think is ridiculous, I'm sorry, because they kissed, like, if that's all it takes.
Again, I definitely know this one, but I can't remember what her name is.
I will accept just the first
just
name.
Just the first name, okay, I can do this.
I think of quite an old-fashioned
name.
Yeah,
that's what I was kind of going for, but I can't think of anything. This isn't right, but it's something along the lines of, like, Lottie, maybe?
I know why you're going there, mm-hmm, but it's wrong.
What is it?
Peggy.
Peggy, okay, so I wouldn't have got that.
No, Peggy Carter.
Carter, yeah.
Yeah.
I've heard this name before.
I have heard this name before. Okay, this is the last question.
Okay.
And you could get up to three.
Up to three. Do I need to get these?
No.
Oh,
well,
there's no jeopardy again.
Well, no. There's three. Oh, do you need to get it to get half?
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Let me check. 11 out of 22 so far, so you're good.
I'm fine. Okay, yeah, cool.
Because no, you're on 11.
Pressure. Wow, just.
Yeah, just. And it might stay at 11. You don't know that.
Okay.
Okay, so name the Warriors Three from Thor.
There's, oh,
there's
God.
Three of them.
There's no chance. Again, I can picture there's a girl.
No, not part of the Warriors Three. That's Lady Sif. It's
Lady
Sif from the Warriors Three.
Oh, right. Okay, she's got like her own.
Yeah,
like.
she's her own, yeah. I like Lady Sif. I don't know why they didn't wrap her story sort of up. She just sort of disappeared and no one ever mentions her.
Oh, what's that?
I know.
Okay, I am not going to get this, so I'm just going to give you three names. Imagine if they're right. Can I just do first names, or is
it... Oh, yeah, no, they've only got first... Yeah.
Oh, right,
and if
okay.
you think it's like, sort of... It's Norse, isn't it?
Okay.
So...
Okay, so we're going to go...
Thor.
We're going to go for... I can't even think of any Norse names. Vlad. Vlad. Herschel. And... I can't think of the last one. And... Dominic.
Okay.
Do you know
what's quite funny is that two of them, you got the correct left beginning letter.
Oh my God, imagine if I did that on all of them.
I know, that would have been really good.
Crazy.
But you didn't.
Okay.
So they are Fandral, Hogan.
Oh, Hogan, I could have
and
guessed.
And Volstagg.
Right.
So
that
at the end
a
of
hard
that,
one.
Yeah, that was a hard quiz. okay, so there was a bit of chance in there, there was a bit of, you know, mm-hmm, quote, names, mm-hmm, you know, but.
I'm proud. Not really.
Considering the last question, I said, oh, I should do a really hard one for the last question. Everybody was like, yeah, make it from Thor, because that's my favourite film.
Yeah, but honestly, it's my favourite film. I don't pay that much attention.
I always forget Hogan, bless him. He doesn't, to be fair, Hogan. He doesn't really speak, so you kind of
do
forget
they have, do they say their names in it? Definitely.
Yeah, their names are uttered.
I feel like what we've learnt from this is that I need to rewatch these films.
I think you do. So,
but then would it help, to be honest?
Probably not, no. Because how many times have you seen them?
Well, that's
enough.
True.
So, yeah, out of 22, Amy got 11. So we can still solid be friends.
Yeah. Woo! Yay! Exciting.
You know, needed a bit of help there.
Well, yeah, that you did give me half of the answer.
It would be quite interesting, actually, if you did a Marvel quiz for me, because what you think could be really easy or really hard might be the opposite.
Yeah, so I would just be picking completely random questions, because I wouldn't know. So
yeah, I'm off to see Captain Marvel, and probably by the time this goes up, I would have seen Captain Marvel.
Mm-hmm. What did you think of it?
I thought it was very well made. I'm very, very excited. Also, I won a Captain Marvel badge.
I saw this. Yeah, because of your picture of a cat.
Yeah. It's because the cat was ginger.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's cool. A completely pointless story because you can't see it. Anyway,
thanks for listening. Yeah. And yeah, we will see you. Not see you. Hear you. Not hear you. We'll be there next time.
We'll be there in your minds.